Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is Success is Internal, Depending on Your Self-Image. And the reason that this is important is because how we see ourselves is how we see ourselves in a mirror. Because think about, why is someone anorexic? When they look in the mirror, they see a fat body, even though they're thin. Self-esteem is the same way, only what happens is our self-esteem often is based on what our parents told us, what our coworkers told us, what our bosses told us, and even what our teachers told us. So what we need to do is to relearn how to have good thoughts about ourselves. And in doing that, it's recognizing that who that person is. Maybe you need to sit down and write down in your mind's eye how you visualize yourself in relationship to each other, right, to other people around you right now. Then look and say, how do I want to see myself in relationship to the people around me? Then tell yourself, I am just as good as all of the people around me. Then look in yourself. See who you really are. Understand what is your natural behavioral style in communication. What are the things that you do that make you unique? And how you can bring those things out to help you begin to learn to love yourself. Because when you love yourself, then you have good self-esteem. So, when you learn what your strengths and weaknesses are and work with them effectively, then you can learn to love and respect yourself. Remember, some people are good at research, others are good at questioning everything and slow to decision-making, while others are creative and can come up with new ideas who seem to be the inventors. When you understand your own strengths and work with them effectively, then you can be successful at anything you choose to do. And that is important to remember because every one of us are unique. Every one of us have qualities that make us different from everyone else. The idea is that you know who you are and you love and respect that person that you are. And we can all love ourselves if we just learn how to believe in ourselves. And the idea is if you learn to love yourself, you have a family that's very dysfunctional and they accept you for who you are, then guess what? Your best idea is to turn around and put yourself into a position where you can begin to learn to love that person that you see yourself as being. And don't let them tell you anything different. For instance, here are some of the things that you can learn to do. Remember, each one of us have a style of dress that's unique to us. It's what we feel comfortable in. But the problem is, You may have someone who wants to dictate to you how you should dress. And what then what happens is you have people that, because they are insecure, they will follow what other people and have, even though it may not look good on you. Because remember, each one of us have a different body type, and you dress to your body type. If someone tends to be overweight, then for them, they're going to wear looser clothing that's going to camouflage that body type, and it's going to make them look thinner. So when you put all of these things together, guess what? You're going to work with yourself in a way that's going to really help you grow. So what are some of the things that you can do that can help you and teach you what you really need to know to help you grow in a way that's going to help everyone grow and be the person that they are supposed to be? We don't always think about all of these things. We don't always recognize who we are and why we do the things we do, because we're so used to basing it on how other people see us and the things that they tell us that we should learn to love about ourselves. So how are you going to change, and how are you going to learn to love yourself? Well, the first thing you should do is say, I am as good as everyone else. Visualize yourself standing next to someone that you've always felt inferior to, and visualize yourself being as good as, or maybe even better than they are, because they're often doing what they're doing to you because it helps them learn, it helps them to have power over you, because in a way, they're weak. They lack self-confidence themselves. And what they're doing is trying to control you so that it will help them have better control over themselves. There are always things that you can do that can help you to grow and be the best person possible within who you are. Now, we're going to also talk about some of the things that you can do that can help you to grow. For instance, write down all the things that you like about yourself. Then write down all of the things that you don't like about yourself. Then sit down and look at the two lists and compare them, because either one or the other is going to be larger than them. And then think about all the things that you don't like about yourself. Why don't you like them about yourself? Is it because when you look at someone who has those attributes that you envy them, or is it simply because this is something that you've been told over and over and over again? Because we can, in essence, learn to love who we are based on the people that we are. So what are you going to do that's going to help you change and become a better person in the future? What are you going to do that's going to help you to grow in the way that you want to grow? And also, on that list of things that you wrote down, of the things that you don't like about yourself, look at them. Are they truly things that you don't like about yourself, or are they things that someone has told you? Then look at yourself and see how you can change those things that you don't like about yourself. Because think about it. What if you say you don't like your body because you're flabby? Well, what can you do to tighten them up? If you see a lot of info commercials on TV about all of these products that you can buy, and what that is doing is that's creating an image of what society tells us we should be then you see TV shows where they talk about the quote-unquote beautiful people. Well, is it truly the beautiful people that we're talking about, or is it just an image that's created by Hollywood on what is supposed to be that perfect person? Because we're all different. And usually, the best way to do is, if you're flabby, is change your diet. Eat more healthy foods. Eat more fruits and vegetables. But that's just a simple way of saying things, because you can also get out there and run. You can get out there and walk. You can also go to a gym where you work out with weights and machines that help tighten those muscles and help strengthen them. I know I have a neighbor that sits there and says, oh, I can't walk here and I can't walk there. But when I look at her, I know that what it is that there's a loneliness there. And she's never been to a dentist and has rotten teeth in her mouth. The sad part is that she has a developmental disability. So what she sees in the mirror is, and not understanding that there are things that she can do that it can improve herself, and that she can learn how to be a friend instead of trying to buy people's friendship and then resenting it when they're not doing what she expects them to do based on all the things that she's done for them. But what it is she's desperately lonely, and she's trying to buy someone's time. If you know how to be a friend, you don't have to buy someone's time, because a friendship is where there's give and take. Each of you are giving something that helps the other person become a better person. So that's another aspect, is learning what a true friend is, and not this image of how you think of what a friend should be. And maybe it's being well-read, being able to discuss different topics with people, and being knowledgeable, because someone is going to attract someone that can hold an intelligent conversation, because everyone wants to be able to talk to people about various topics. And you need not to look and compare yourself to someone else, because we are who we are based on a lot of the things that we learn, based on a lot of things. So what you need to do is first discover what your life is about. What that means is, what is your purpose in life? Because guess what? We're all unique. We all have things about ourselves that are really great and that can attract people to us. So how are you going to recognize all these things and make them all work for you in a way that's going to help you be the best person possible? Then you need to set a goal for yourself and figure out what it is that you want to change about yourself, and then map out a strategy on how to make these positive changes about yourself so you can truly be that person you believe you can be. Then you need to take action. And that means implementing your plan. Also, look at how to overcome the obstacles that get in your way. And those obstacles may be nothing more than the thought processes that have been put in your head based on other people around you. So let's look at how we can plan and be the best possible person that you want to be. And also have someone to work with who can help keep you on track to reach your goals and help you stay motivated to becoming that person that you truly believe you can become. because what we are doing is helping you to grow in a way that's going to help you become that true person that you can be. Now, just how confident are you? And that means take an assessment as to who you are and really learning about who you are. Learn to believe in yourself and your abilities. And what do you need to learn to believe about yourself? And many of us have negative thoughts because these are the things that people have told us about us, or it's because we feel insecure about someone else who's more successful. So look at yourself. Look inward. Look at the true person underneath, not the body you see in the mirror, but that true person underneath. Is that truly the person you are, or is that an image? And many a times what it is they're just negative thoughts that we have about ourselves. And then what happens is we need to learn to overcome some of these negative thoughts. For instance, what if you are put in the position of you have been told that you're a failure, or you've been told that you're ignorant. And why is that? That's because that's what someone else has told you based on who they see themselves, and because they have to control you in some way because they are weak and they have to feel as though they have control over everyone else around them because that's what gives them power. So, and it's what we forget to remember is that we're allowing everyone else to take away from us that power that we have, because we have power over ourselves to be the person that we truly want to be. And it's a matter of a process that you go through to learn to overcome all of these negative thoughts that you have. For instance, remember, when we talk, we talk from the child who says, I want. We talk through the parent who says, you should. And then we talk through the adult who says to ourselves, we are able to. So, do you want to let others have control of you by telling you what you should do, or do you want to have power over yourself by telling yourself that you are able to do, and then set your goals, write them down, and also look at those negative thoughts you have, because what happens is if you don't deal with those negative thoughts and turn them into positive, supportive ways of thinking about yourself, then you're going to start on the road and you're going to start working on your goals, and then you're going to sabotage yourself so that you put the brakes on every time you get close to reaching that goal because you let fear control you. Because what it is, more than anything, it's fear that if we do reach those goals, that it won't be what we thought they were going to be. We won't have what we truly want. But if you begin to think positively about it, you begin to visualize it and put yourself in that position, and also say, why shouldn't I have the biggest house on the street? Or why shouldn't I have the car that I truly want? And not just believe it, but act on it. Do it. And remember, when you feel confident about yourself then you are going to do all the things that you can do that's going to help you reach your personal goals in life. And once you achieve your personal goals in life, then guess what? You're going to begin to build self-confidence. And one thing that I like to tell people is there's always going to be negative people in your life. The thing is, are you going to allow them more time in your life to continue to play on your psychological thought processes? Or are you going to limit those people? And sometimes, even if they're your own family, you have to stay as far away from them as you possibly can, because you've got to remember, if they grew up in a negative environment, then that is what they have become. What it is years ago, people never talked about these topics. They were taboo. So what happens is it's become an epidemic. Abuse has become an epidemic. And there's all kinds of abuse. Emotional and verbal abuse is the worst kind of culprit. And what has happened is, as long as you are attracting people in your life who continue to do these things to you, then you are going to continue to have struggle to find personal growth and strength to reach and become the person that you truly believe you can be. So what are you going to do that's going to allow you to be the person that you believe you can be? And what are you going to do that's going to help you be the person that everyone else looks at as being self-confident and having grown? You know, you can look at some of these soap operas, and sometimes I like to read the boards because I like to see what people, you know, some people buy into these characters and they really believe as though it's truly happening to them. And then because you can do video, that a lot of the actors come on, and when they tell you what goes on behind the scenes, and you know, to me, for them to be able to bring out the drama of that role and perceive it in the way that it's perceived and carry across, that is great acting, because you've got people buying into these things as though they're really happening, and they're not realizing what you're seeing on TV is nothing more than entertainment. It's someone's view. And in a soap opera, you may not like how they're writing the story, but they're only writing it to be an umbrella story to lead into other relationships. For instance, if you've got someone and the storyline is written that he tends to drink a lot, and then he gets behind the wheel, and he and other people are on the road at the same time, and then it's a conflict on which one is the driver. And then when they figure out it's the driver, who the driver was, and the fact that he had been drinking, even though he may not have been drunk at the time, and it was a dark road, and you the drama that comes out of it, that the way that he's able to act it out, the things that they're able to put into his mouth, the way that, you know, and then also the fact that he has to live with what he did. And remember, whether or not it's a drama on TV for entertainment value, in real life, many of these things do really happen. The thing is, what that does is that's something that affects their life later on. So how are you going to recognize that someone else in your life has had some type of trauma that has affected who they are today? And the thing is, when they tend to talk, they tend to do things in a way that they're of how they are relating to people around them. So they can create drama where there's no drama or where there shouldn't be drama. And then what happens is that's what's affecting you in the relationship you have with them. So Think about all of these things. Think about how they can erode your self-confidence in who you are. And the problem is that so many times alcoholics and drug addicts, they're using those drugs and alcohol to mask some type of insecurity that they have about themselves. So what you need to look at is how you can turn things around and make them what it is that's going to help you to grow and be the person that you truly, truly want to be. Think about all of these things and how you can become that true person that you want to be. And learn and recognize where the negative thoughts come from and why you have these negative thoughts. Because it's either some significant other person around you is doing it, and guess what? And sometimes if you change your behavior and you model that behavior, then the people around you will model that behavior also. But you also got to remember, some people, even if you change your behavior, they are not going to accept it. So it becomes a two-edged sword of how are you going to straddle the line to begin to learn to love yourself for who you are and become the best person possible that you believe you can be. And often we need to learn how to grow from our experiences and how to truly be the people that we want to be. And, you know, when you watch these dramas on TV or these soap operas on TV, and we all tend to get into them, go behind the lines, hear what the actors are saying about that role. And remember, for them, it's just a role. That's not truly what they're going through. That's not truly who the person is, because what they're doing is what gives them the quality of acting that they have is because they truly get into that character, and they understand what the character is supposed to be. And that's what they're truly bringing out to help you recognize who it is that you are and what it is that you believe you can be. And sometimes watch good shows and see how that, you know, sometimes the shows, often, especially movies, have a message in them. And sometimes we can learn from these messages. So in this last minute, what I would like to do is remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for either my individual or group coaching, and then learn and get individual help on how to learn to overcome and build self-confidence in yourself, so you can become the person that you truly, truly want to be. And I also want to remind you that if you come back next week, then we are going to be discussing another topic on how to increase and learn to love the person that you truly are, and become the best at what it is that you truly want to be.